And so the inquiry goes into, why wouldn't I? And here I am, when I'm in formless awareness, it's like, you know, I'm the universe, and I'm manifesting as a human being. I'm not manifesting as a star, so I'm not stellar consciousness. I'm not manifested as the earth, so I'm not planetary consciousness. I'm manifested as a human being. So it's human consciousness. It's the human experience. And why should it be different than how it actually is? Anxious, nervous, happy, opinionated, that's all part of it. That's all exactly how it is. Nothing needs to be done. There's no right, there's no wrong. There's a primacy to non-conceptual understanding, and then language happens. The word God is not God. The word awaken is not awaken. There is simply what it is. It is as it is, as it is, as it is. Everything is everything is everything. And when I'm in Tony mode, I don't see it. It looks like there's Swami here and somebody else over there. And I don't recognize that this body of mine is a living boundary between form and formlessness, and that sitting in this chair, I'm somehow suspended between embodiment and transcendence. There's this tension. And that's it.
Okay. Well, that's everybody's problem. Anyone else? Did I lose anybody in that whole speech? Did it sound unintelligible to anybody? Made sense to everybody. Well, good.
Well, when we're in the state that you were describing, and then there's other times when we're not in it, what's happening? I mean, where are we? Are we wandering in and out of our own minds or our own egos?
That's the same thing Tony said.
I thought that's what he said, but I guess I'm asking it as a question.
Yeah. What's happening is mind. That's why all truth is beyond the mind. That's why when you get anywhere real, it's always beyond the mind. It's always not a state. But from the position of mind-boundness, that can't be really fathomed or taken in or understood. So it becomes the dog chasing its tail when you try to grapple with it. You become just an endless seeker rather than finally a finder. So it can't go anywhere until it breaks out of the circle, until the dog isn't chasing its tail. Until it becomes a Zen cone instead of a linear idea.